Interrupting the current neo-coronial cricketism to bring you behind the woodshed. This is Cricketude Busting Episode BTWRLM419. Can y'all believe I've been saying that for over a year now? Who would have thunk it? Before we get going too far, don't know how what has happened last week and the tech diffs. And so I apologize for all that. Don't know what more to do. I've been doing some checks. And just haven't found anything definitive. So anybody on Spreaker, I'll probably, if there's a lockup, which I had the first one, I will be cutting that off. Get yourself on over to reallibertymedia.com and pick up one of the players there. And that way it's, as I'm trying to figure this out on this end, we still get a broadcast that works pretty quickly. And I, last week it did lock up the recorder in a couple spots. So that becomes a real problem for y'all after the fact, because that's the file I re-upload and get it to everybody on the archives. Speaking of which, thank you, Grimner, for the audio check. The word for this week, folks, is censorship. Well, how YouTube banned this broadcast of last week, saying it was contained medical misinformation, and Grimner appealed, saying simply, there was no misinformation in this video. And on review, YouTube, after taking another look, remember, this is an audio broadcast, nothing to see here, folks, literally. After taking another look at the dark side of darkness, the broadcast title, behind which BTWRLM 418, quote, we can confirm that your content does not violate our community guidelines, and we've reinstated your content. So the word for this week, folks, censorship. Thank you, Grimner, for your succinct, simple appeal challenge. There was no misinformation in this video. And the point is here, we have real problems. And I don't know where it all, how it all got. This thing was cut down. It's probably as fast as I've ever seen any video I've done cut out. And so this brings up a real problem. We've been anticipating this. And I think it's been decided, and I didn't, with being the fickle, you know, uninformed nature of the cancel culture, RLM may not, will probably not be posting any more new content to YouTube. And I didn't see any new content listed in the past week, so I think that's going to hold. And this will also have the extra benefit of preserving the existing archive for people to use. Because there's not that many there, but there are people that show up, and I've had some people say that the translation, YouTube does offer a good service. They have a transcription. You can get the text if you can't quite understand it, if you want to see a copy of it. I've had people go back and be able to pick it up there at the YouTube account. And so I thought, my thought is it'd be better to preserve what's there. If we don't post anything new, we're not threatening that archive necessarily, because what they've done, if they've done now, is they've gone in and they're now trying to excise long past accepted content. And so this is the tale of the tape. Yeah, and I'm seeing that the Grimner says he's not posting any further content to the RLM channel. We're going to be moving everything go to RLM, and wherever the syndicators will promote that and get it out. So I appreciate all the syndicators and all of you that mirror the broadcast. That's going to help us as we start to transition into this. It's just not worth some of the risk for all the work that goes in. I've seen, like, UCY TV's whole archive, thousands and thousands of videos taken down on no good reason at all. As you see, they come right in. Likely it was done on tags. I did put the word, well, I don't even want to say the word anymore, because I don't know of anybody that reposts this and mirrors this broadcast. If you've got a YouTube account, well, some of you also know you can contact me. You're getting hit pretty hard also. So I don't want to see people's accounts done, but I'm also not going to stop talking about things. And so we're going to go ahead and reconstruct a bit, refine ourselves, move into RLM. I don't know why that's not adequate. Yeah, it doesn't get the coverage, but that's where the files are. And I put a little bit slightly higher quality file at Spreaker to give a little added content there, but those are temporary. Those only last for as long as those need to be cycled back out. And that account is thanks to Grammy Mary for putting that up for us. And I'm, again, the broadcast here, I'm on iHeart. I don't really even talk about that much. I don't even do much with it. But on iHeart, I think we're in TuneIn Live. We're in a lot of places you can pick us up, but it's going to, as these places get cut out, you just have to understand this is what we're in. This is the war. This is a real war. So this week's word, censorshipmanship. I love it, Grimner. I don't know what else to do about all this nonsense. And remember, no matter what you've been told elsewhere, the only real global influencer is behind the woodshed. Make the switch. It's for your own good. Zombified America. You're going to hear a nurse come up and talk to you about that, confirming what I've been telling you, the danger of what's been coming on, what I talked to breaking into last year, what I explained was on the horizon, you know, Operation Hindsight 2020. It was for anybody that could look back and see how governments do what they do, and they've learned how to make it so the finesse that they've done is brilliant. You can see what's going on. It's the zombified America where you asymptomats are guilty for it, blamed of a symptom deficit disorder, and that's going to be changing. Seriously, a real serious problem here. As I told you, it was explained to us, if you will, what I picked up on way back in the pig's fly flu. Here in a few minutes here, I will try to play a video, even with the audio potential problem. We'll see what I can do, but you'll hear a nurse who spoke before. I've given a link that she comes out and says, come on, folks, don't be an idiot. Start paying attention. This is a serious problem. She's now confirming reports to her what I've been telling you this jab does, this thing does, what it's made to do. I told you that the jab was the pandemic. How long ago did I say that? And she's going to be talking to you about reports to her. Okay, the coincidence may not be causation. Okay, I get that. Okay, how many times are you going to tell yourself that before you start realizing something's up? But she'll be confirming over the year now that I've been telling you the jab is a pandemic. Or as I described it, the pig's fly flu fear-mongering that happened in 2009. Yeah, I've been here that long talking about this same problem. The definition of pandemic required, in paraphrase, no, not accurately, but in paraphrase, as my memory tells me, I told you, that a DNA unit would be transmitting the contagion to another DNA unit. And most people said, oh, because it would be like a pig to a people. Well, no, that's not really what we're talking about when you look at what these psychopaths are doing. That this definition explained, actually, when you looked at it, that the doctors through GMO jabs were the DNA vector agent transmitting the synthesized infectious agent to unsuspecting victims. Yeah, and you're seeing that today. You're seeing that work out, but now this one's really serious, and we're going to hear this nurse talk about the reports she's getting. Now we're seeing... Remember, and she takes issue with the word shedder. I don't care. They're shedding. They're shedding something. They're shedding a protein in particular, she'll say. And I'm not sure what all they're shedding because we can't really get the test. They're shedding at least that. That's a synthesized genetic modified organism that was brought into being and agreeing to be shared around the world in 1992, where you talked about inside the biodiversity treaty, convention. Where all of they just slip this little non-natural thing in that everyone thinks that the UN is promoting natural things. And so this has been on the table for a long time. Now there's reports of what I've been saying, that the jab is the pandemic, and that these doctors or whoever's giving these jabs are the DNA unit transmitting the vector, the synthetic vector, to people that don't understand that this is what's going on. And so we're having reports of contact with jabsters that are causing bodily immune responses by people who didn't get the jab. And this is a problem when you looked at what the Moderna said. They have in this mRNA condition the software of life, which they get to update. They update itself. It's transcribing, and boosters change that update. They change that file in your body. So this is going to be the new normal. You're actually the people walking around. The herd become the vector. And this is all, thank you, Grimner, jab-demic. Maybe that's another good word. Jab-demic. This is exactly the point. This is the new normal. And this is going to be I told you this is the hardest thing that we're going to have to face, those of us that are asymptomats. It means you're healthy, but now you can be affected, as I told you. And let's hope that infection, that vector is, our body is immune system can fight it off, even though it's going to respond. It's good. People like she was saying I won't talk to all about it, get to most of it. People getting sores on their body, miscarriages happening by people who don't have the jab but are having this unknown adverse reactions, bloody noses, things going on. You'll see a list that you can read it for yourself. I think it's something we just need to know about. We need to be, she'll tell, I may put this, you need to think for yourself, folks, because the people that are doing this, they're not caring about you. None of the people who do the injection, the people that get the injection. And this is all this new normal, not the one that we were telling us reset stuff. The pharmaceuticals are going to be issued and causing endless pandemic. And this is to control your lives. This is clear what's been going on in the last year. Just waiting for the government to solve this for us is not going to happen. So this is, at least until, this thing is going to continue until you get sick of COVID, not with or from, but just sick of COVID-19 being used to make you medical slaves. And likely medical property as well, as we understand, as I told you, I explained what the Monsanto patent and trespasses on private property would do. You didn't think it would be affecting us in the pharmaceuticals, but that's exactly, that's a general law the way the courts will treat this. This has becomes, I told you, fraud that's allowed by the judiciary. I don't know what else to say about that. Anybody who hears that and kind of just looks a glance and looks away and doesn't think more about it is missing really a disaster. We're living the disaster. I don't know. I don't have the words of I don't have the words. I should stop talking. If people can't see that how diabolical these psychopaths are, and really just think that they're sitting in their house protects them, I don't know what more to say. It's not going to be that easy. And it's not that easy for those of us that are out and doing, trying to make the records. We can get the record out there, but it's these people that are implementing it certainly are well placed to deny it. So remember, you're not governed by best science first. You're governed by law, and you have to assert that it has been breached. And we're finding it's not so easy to get that out, but it's still, the record is there to say so. And I'm still saying that there's more people that will step up. If more people step up and start hitting that, don't make excuses that you didn't expect an answer from an official. That's how they're getting away with it. Because you didn't say, wait, otherwise, and say, no, I expected the right answer. And I'm going to do what it takes to stop this where I am locally. And that's, I think, the main key. I've told you, I looked out. I can't fix the wrongs of the world, but I can at least protect myself, and that's what I've been advocating to you. You can protect yourself, and you get on the right side of the law, you don't do it in jeopardy. The best they can do is just try to minimize me, minimize you, and to diminish what you're saying and doing. And if you're on the proper path, that when they do that, they're exposing themselves to more, and it's not going to be to them who makes those decisions now because they've infiltrated your government. It's going to be from the people looking on that are looking at their loved one all of a sudden now breaking out in rashes and nosebleeds, and they're not the one that just got the jab. Your wife has a miscarriage because you got the jab, or her mom got the jab. So, and then you didn't take any action to help your immune system to function. There's tons of things you can try. Who knows how diabolical this gets? And I told you that the military consequence of this military martial law that everyone seems to have forgotten and wants to deny, the needle in this fraud is still sitting in the haystack of information and fraud. The needle, the actual real thing that's been the military can develop, still sits there to be done. And so that's the thing. I told you, watch out for that. Watch out for the real nature that's going on that under COVID is really something you need to watch out for naturally. Something that I don't care what name you put on it, it's something that is naturally out in the world that can kill you because of something maybe you didn't even know. Now, the term comorbidity becomes more common vernacular. Now we know that we can have things inside us that are going on that are not quite right, that it's the weak link in your biological and immunological chain, and it's broken right there. It's broken by these things. And when they're dealing in proteins, this is not a joke. This is the big deal. They're dealing in these proteins, and these proteins are instructive in body processes. And so this is what the nurse doesn't want to say is shedding. And that may be true in more technical terms, but I don't care what. Someone's shedding anything and it isn't good. I don't care what I call it. Just stay away from me. And so let me get to this point more, like off the second story I want to bring up. The first terrifying thing I heard this week was, again, I use these words, they're not to be fearful. They're to make a high level of awareness to us. But this does concern me, and this is the mentality of society. It's probably the mentality of all people for the most part. It's one of these weaknesses that we have. And I wasn't even involved. I didn't even think more about it. This problem with the, was it the Derek Chauvin trial and all that stuff. I'm just, you know, that's going to work itself out. We know cancer culture inflames that, puts gas on it, accelerants on these things. And you got to be careful on how this works because justice, if you will, even the lack, the bit that people can have control over, will be altered right before your eyes, and people will say, oh, that's okay. And they've got you on another level. But this, when I read this, it just struck me. I can say terror. It is a bit of terrorizing. This is the mentality of the people that are around us in society. The quote, I did not want to go through rioting and destruction again. The quote is, I did not want to go through rioting and destruction again. This is relative to a juror. Juror statement who is sitting on that trial. Her decision, or his decision, didn't even look, I don't need to read more. This is the mentality of people. Now, she did not want to go through the rioting and destruction. Her decision was not based in the facts. It was based in fear. Her actions were not based in facts. They were based in fear. I'm going to finish the headline here, and then we're going to adjust something to show you that it's universal. This problem that asymptomats are going to have, and have, and the society has, is right here in this headline. I did not want to go through rioting and destruction again, said a Chauvin juror feared people coming to my house if they were not happy with the verdict. Can I add at the end that they were not happy with the fact you didn't wear a mask? They were not happy with the fact that you disagreed with their lawless findings, that were not findings at all? You disagreed with the fact that they can't continue to run government on a fraud? That you disagreed that open meetings is not Zoom? That can you say anything? Can you just add anything there? I think you can. I mean, it's a rhetorical question to me, with not really needing an answer more than the fact that there are people that will make decisions regarding your abilities and your life and your way to get through life that are based in fear. No matter what you do. And this was a jury of your peers, so-called, which calls up a very interesting question of what is your peers anymore? And that would probably be my, one of my, if I ever got involved on that level, which is typically criminal in this case, criminal jurisdiction, they say, would be to challenge that there were my peers at all, on a number of levels. And I, just without getting too aside, all of them are voters. They're registered federal residents. They've said that. That's Washington, D.C. They're also likely having a driver's license tied to that same residency, even though it's so-called in the state. So they're in commerce. They're commerce. These jurors are commerce entities, showing you that your courts are commerce courts by a description of the elements that constitute it. That they also are fearful. They're not knowledgeable. So I'd be hard pressed to say these are the jury of our peers, but see, those courts no longer function underneath that requirement, and they will deny that your arguments are proper. In fact, they are proper. And I don't like using the term gaslighting. It tends to kind of diminish things, and it's just a term that gets used around a lot. In fact, I used it in the chat this morning, but it is indicative of what's going on. You can say something that's factual, and the one that's perceived to have authority just says, no, it doesn't happen here. It's not going on here. You're wrong. And I didn't say that. I said rather this other thing. And they're splitting non-existent hairs because if you show that it's all a fraud, then there's nothing they should be saying. Anyway. I did not want to go through rioting and destruction. Was not. I wanted to make sure justice was done. And I've been looking a little bit, I've looked a little bit, and apparently, notwithstanding what the media told us, And this is the thing I have about bad judgments and juries and the bad witnessing people can do. And now we throw this element of fear, which runs through COVID-19 and all this nonsense. It runs everything right. Everyone's decision is based in this juror's reflection here. That there's a video that shows, in fact, the officer. For as much as I may denounce what they do and how they do it and what I would say you need to do to control their psychopathy as well, their abusive natures themselves. What we hear the Supreme Court says is the ability to choose what will do the job more, not the most intelligent, not the most capable as far as what we think capable is, but most capable to fulfill the mission the government needs in a policing force, not a peace force. That they will, the officer nonetheless apparently didn't actually have his knee on the neck for any time. And that, when you hear it that way, and then you go look at what, if you're going to use any law for objective basis, you have to go to that objective basis by which you will be judged. And when I look quickly through what the potential charges could have been, I guess, arguably, for a jury to decide, it would have been the least of one of the charges, but not anything that constituted even maybe manslaughter. And so I'm troubled. That's what caught my eye. I said, wait a minute now. Fear? What really went on here? And so I went and did a quick look. Apparently, this is, as much as I would look to say, yeah, the cops are no good, I mean, justice needs to be done. If the man did something wrong, he needs to be held to account. But if he didn't, and he did it, if you will, by the book, and that's disregarded by the so-called jury, our society is toast. As I've long since stopped relying on any juror and jury. And in particular, when I found out you don't even understand it, I mentioned just in a summary form, they're chosen by the judge, if you will. There's the way the pool is picked, not just from the status, as I've told you, are not your peers, but how they're pulled and made. And then you got the grand jury that sits before that. You have the grand jury sits, and you have the petite jury. They're all selected. You think it's a lot of people just say, yeah, that's what happened. Well, you got to hear how they do it so you can see it's a big show up front. And once you challenge that, boy, you really mess it up. But then you're a big red flag comes on you, which is fine. I'm just saying you have to be ready for the retaliation that happens. And it's an escalating game of confrontation, not peace. And that's the other point. But you have a juror that said she ruled because of fear, not the facts. And I know I didn't get to hear all the jury the thing, but upon the standard that what constitutes the charges, it didn't appear with the second view that the cop, notwithstanding the fact he stayed there for quite a number of minutes, was not on a point that actually could cause the problem, and relative also to some other things that were going on, that maybe the problem was they should have, instead of making it look bad, just sit the man up, and he likely would have died anyway, based on his what was evidenced in the trial to be a drug problem at that time. The jury has spoken, but one of the jurors has admitted she responded in fear, is COVID-19. And that's how our society is going down the tubes. Nobody steps back and takes the time to really do the investigation, which I've been trying to get people to do over and over, and not to the point you just say, oh, I can see there's the problem, oh, I can see it's not for me, is that the way this thing is working, the fact that it continues in the mass, the herd, it drives the rest. And all of a sudden, you don't have singular rights, just like good or bad, Chauvin, right or wrong, he doesn't appear, from this juror at least, to have gotten justice. Now, if there's other extenuating circumstances that the guys just should be put away, that could be, that's fine. But from this standpoint, I'm really, really concerned when I saw this. This is really terrifying, because this is a formal jury person, if you will, that did this. This is not the unchecked person, if you will, man or woman in the street that you may meet. And so it's I don't know what to say. This is really a serious, I like it. I like to see that this is the truth, because this is what the problem has been. It's coming out. I told you all this stuff's coming out. But those are most of us that think that we're not, we can just avoid this thing. I don't think so. I don't think that that's going to be avoidable. You're going to avoid it to the point when they're knocking on the door, if you will. I don't, if you please. It's figuratively the type of knocking on that door and what door it might be. But as, now, to the fear factor, we have this other side that people are, there is a body of people that are not going to go with it. And this is where you want to start looking for your friends. Especially when this, we get to this nurse quickly here in another couple of minutes to explain that there's a contact infection that goes on, at least circumstantially, to thousands of stories relative to this jabdemic. But America hits the vaccine wall, thousands of appointments go unfilled. The U.S. supply of COVID vaccines is beginning to rapidly outpace demand as appointments remain unfilled across the country, and states say they are running out of people willing to get the shot. Okay, willing to get the shot. This brings up the idea of hesitancy, right? It's not hesitancy, folks. That's their term for making you feel bad. You have a right to have your own thought. This is an emergency medical treatment that doesn't have the force of law. Actually, it's an as law thing as well, and so we're not dealing in a hesitancy here at all. That's what they want to call it, because they want to blame the asymptomatics. Okay, so people are not getting that jab. It's very important to understand how, what is going on, and that there may still be some people you can hang out with. All right, so this is the important part of this, as you see this moving on, that there are people out there that aren't, the amount of people that are willing in fear are diminishing very quickly. The word is getting out for a few people that listen behind the woodshed. There are a few enough, and that word's getting out, and you know more people, and we're talking, and I don't, you know, it's not like the fearmonger. It's simply going to the official documentation. Remember, there's no medical misinformation in the video behind the woodshed. Just go to the conversations the government has. If you know what you're looking at, if you have the eyes to see this, you clearly see the fraud. You clearly see what they're attempting to do. So America hits the wall. They're actually producing more of these vaccines than people are willing to take. Supply and demand, good thing. That, though, is going to trigger the contraculture into more problems. But people have to stand strong. You have to be informed. And I've been suggesting how you would reduce the snowstorm against you, the blizzard that comes against you, to refine what you have to say, like Grimner did so well, just to say simply that there was no misinformation in the video. That's all. That was the challenge. And if you could reduce the same thing, move it to the simple statement, there is no record that I'm a risk to society. There is no record that I, official record, that I'm even a contagious principle. And so you have simple answers if you just sit down to think about how this might work and put yourself in these positions, that you have a more succinct thing to say, and it's not an argument. It's a factual position. And I've offered for you that you bring this forward, and then you turn over into the objective basis that the officer will be, as a Chauvin guy, the officer would be measured against. And you will find the words, as I've told you, become extortion and coercion, private trespass against a place of open to accommodation, which can't be done on, we heard Clarence Thomas last week, you can't do that on Zoom in e-government. They can run roughshod over your rights, even though we're supposed to have open courts. That's a place. E-government's not a place. Fascinating statement from that justice. I hope you appreciated that. I went through a little bit of time on that. I hope you appreciated what he was saying, in that part at least. Moving into the people that are seeing that they don't want to take it is this story saying what they may be seeing. And if you haven't heard about this, search it out. I'm not here to show all the woe that comes, because that was predicted that it would happen. The official documentation said there are serious adverse effects, the first one being death, to this jabdemic. And unvaccinated women report miscarriages after interactions with vaccinated people. Oh, I said the word. Interactions with shedders is causing a miscarriage. Do we know that? Well, the woman says so. Do we say that she's a liar up front? But more importantly, there's one report. There's one instance of a predicted future that may happen. And that's the only thing I'm starting to look at. It was said before this would happen. Is it happening? And we're now just seeing the evidence as they have rolled this thing out. Now, I'm going to try and play a minute or so of a video, and I'll need some audio check on this. I hope it'll come timely. Hopefully it's not blurring and it's audible. This is that nurse that warns to stay away from vaxxed people because of this problem. A confirmation from her expertise, and she has a website I'll send you some links to. It's you're there, Sound Minds. I didn't send you. I found this later. TheTruthUnmasked.org. TruthUnmasked.org. She's got, you want to read it, you read all the stories that people are sending her of this contact events that are causing serious consequences of those not, these asymptomatics are now getting symptoms, but not necessarily of the COVID. They're responding essentially to the synthesized spike protein that it's like a wildfire and your body is like overfueled during a time of drought, as we were talking about last week. And so, let me play this, and I hope it works out well. Nurse warns to stay away from vaxxed people. Just confirmation of what I told you in the past was this jab. What they were doing with the technology, the software of life, the proprietary software of life. People want to do free open source software. Yeah, you better do it before the pharmaceutical companies get you. But here, let me listen. I don't even have this woman's name. She's been on before. I've referenced. You can find check her down. But here's what she has to say about a minute worth. Hopefully it works out here.
Use your mouth because you want to be safe. These people are not smart people. These people are not people who care about your health at all because they've done no research and have not used any common sense. They are doing things that are actually going to harm everyone around them. They've used no smart, sound decision making at all. And now they are just walking around hurting everyone around them worse than ever before. Bad enough they wore these bacterial rags over their mouth, increasing risk of illness to everyone around them. Now they're really increasing the risk of sterility and bleeding out of everyone around them just by existing. So have the balls to ask people, have you been vaccinated? And stay the hell away from them. Don't social distance from people that have not been vaccinated. Stay near people that have not been vaccinated. It is healthy to interact with other humans. Be near those that are believers, that are smart, that are wise, but stay the hell away from these zombified retards. Stay away from them.
Well, that's her advice. Stay away from these people. What I told you a year ago, and this would be a year ago. We're now back into art in April, after we started to see the problem and I started to investigate to explain at least to myself what was going on. And quickly found out, really, there was no test for what they were doing. And if there was no test, consequently, they couldn't know what they were dealing with on the surface. But we knew by other research that they knew exactly what they were dealing with. And it was either a big story, a big fabrication, or a synthesized vector, which they would own and plan to the future. Now we're seeing a nurse who I would assume has the authority to look at this as well and cares about people, saying stay away from these people. Use your mouth to identify the people that have got the jab. Likely, she says, someone wearing a mask, likely, is probably someone who agreed to get the jab. Maybe it's a good thing they're wearing the mask. And so we really have to be... This is a different style of war against our society. This is, I don't even know what to describe it. You can describe it all kinds of, everyone will have a description. This is a danger. This is a serious threat. And the officials across this country, even if they don't lock down now, they're agreeing to the continuation of what I described back in the pig's fly flu as the pandemic was the doctors. The pandemic was the medical profession. The pandemic was the WHO, not the rock group or the owl, but the World Health Organization brokering this harm across the world because of the biodiversity treaty biodiversity convention. I keep calling it a treaty because there's some places that agree with it. It's a convention that included unnatural GMOs that would be shared across the world. It's right in the documentation. This nurse is helping us. She has a website, as I said, truthunmasked.org. I'll have some links for that. You can read it for yourself. I think I'm with her as far as I'm not here to tell you what. I'm telling you there's some information you really need to put into your calculator and start looking around. This is not just some laid back, if I don't, it's okay thing. And whether or not I would agree, she would agree with shedding, there is things coming off of people now that you really would rather not have on you, that I don't know if the body is ever seen to be able to adequately defend against in the initial attack, if you will. And we know the initial attack is enough to confuse the immune system so that it brings it more susceptible at a later infection. And even to something natural, like just the flu or the real common cold. So there's a, moving on now, as I said, they're making waves about whether or not the mitigation and the mask and this and all that was effective. I look at this as a continuing fraud to let you to get you to buy in that there was anything at all that was natural. And what we're seeing is it is unnatural. It is, though it's within the biodiversity convention, agreeing that corporations and governments could use GMOs to share around the world. And remember, don't ever forget it. I don't say it too much anymore, and I've said it less and less, but the reason why the United States can do this is because of Title 50, and that's a war statute, the War Department statute. Don't forget, that's what's underpinning this, why I keep going to the military and why it's involved and continually so. It's a main player that you don't hear too much about. It's right where you want to be. You don't want to be the front guy. If you're going to run a country, you don't want to be the front guy. You want to be the guy that runs the front guy. And that's what's going on here. That's how we identified in the Tennessee case how the rule was allowed. The door was open to allow foreign interests to come in and have a say when that's not what the legislature intended. And this is being missed, I think, everywhere. And in this case, this Tennessee case, it did get a final dismissal of the matter, but not yet getting fine-tooth combing the whole thing. Again, they had no way to address the fraud, and they won't. No, they embrace it. Your states, all your governments are embracing fraud. If you think you're having rights and law and protection and you can sit back and quiet, be just wait for this to blow over when people, criminals, psychopaths, are getting away with fraud, you're delusional. Your delusion. I don't know what else to say to you. They're not a judgment. They just look at the condition. Sit back and look at that condition. How valid thinking am I to agree to this condition that I think I can sit back and wait and just kind of go about my business? There is no your business. You have become the target, and now you become it was not an unintended consequence. They did this on purpose. For you, you think that you're an unintended consequence of coming, that you're going to be potentially affected by just close contact of these people. Texas ended lockdowns and mask mandates. Now lockdown states are where COVID is growing most. Well, that sounds good on the surface, and I would go with that. We can look and see that activities happening in all the states that decided that they weren't going to go on with the mandates as well, for whatever reason, but they still agreed they were doing it against the COVID-19, that they weren't doing it to stop it anymore. It was not a threat. They still said it was a threat not to recognize any further. That's the first problem. But this is also a problem with this report saying that everything's on an equal footing, that the states that stopped doing this somehow were equal to the states that continued to do it in how they assessed the problem. Remember, there is no test. And so all this stuff is fabricated. They can fabricate the goodness of what's going on to the political side of the decision for a governor or whatever body did it, or they can show records that exasperate the problem by just doing, if you will, just misdiagnosing, mistesting, or mislabeling what they're doing. The term here, cases, comes up over and over. We talked about that. Cases, if you look at what a case is, they can't even use the word at this point. Why? They have to have that first medical report that legitimately found a communicable disease in someone that they're dealing with. Someone, not the whole society. And some of you have written your letters and you found out there is no such one. And they certainly, as we've modified that a bit, there certainly wasn't one developed, a report developed for you. And how could there? You had no doctor that did that. You had no medical professional, which your state code requires has to go to the official before anything gets started. And so we see that the Texas ended lockdowns and mask mandates, and now we're seeing those states that relieved your, gave you back some of your liberty. They never had the power to stop it. Gave you back are supposedly outdoing the ones that are locked down. That's a completely spacious comparison. This has always been a perception management problem, not a reality problem. Well, the reality is that people agreed with it, but I'm saying on the official side, as we see this stuff, we see the facts, even if we give them the credit and say, okay, this is doing something, those that keep locking down, the nurse is right, it's bacterial diapers on your face, and you keep spreading it around, and now the jab is spreading, it's causing the jab-demic. Well, Facebook, the cancer culture hub and center, but Facebook deletes 120,000 people, a member group, from people posting stories of alleged adverse vaccine reactions. You can't even speak the truth of what's going on with you. This is what happened to us last week, where the broadcast got banned. Apparently, they just look at a tag, use the wrong word, they just ban you. And this is what goes on. Facebook, you just use a couple things, you have a truth to tell, cancer culture doesn't care. Just cut you out. And so this is just a reminder. Despite the facts, you have a group of powerful perception management people, whether that's these private companies, we talked a little bit about that through Clarence Thomas last week and the power they have and how you might get at them, or the governments themselves, or the agents of change that are allowed to be appropriate medical experts. A complete lie and a complete destruction of the command of the legislature on how they would deal with these things in order to protect innocent people, asymptomatic. It's a complete rout of all that. Facebook will come out and take out 120,000 people to silence them. And I hope people step up and go to the alternatives and hope that there's a group of people that figure out the better alternative to go to. To me, it's just overwhelming to understand where to go. I just end up not going to many places. In a way, I kind of like just having to go to RLM to get the archive. But that's not the way the reality is, and so I kind of go to a couple other places. I've been asked to go to a couple new ones that pop up. I'm looking at them. But with pulling YouTube down, not going there to not risk the rest of the archive and just not give them don't even give them the time of day and the ability to insult us. I may have to look for just another one just for another place to cover. Because it is something, I may have made a big mistake not getting on Facebook originally from the aspect of it. I have thousands and thousands of people more, millions of people potentially, to come across the content that they may use to help save themselves, or at least limit their exposure, as I do every week to do this to four people, two people I was going to say, four people. I guess I am doing it to you behind the woodshed, trying to get you to really get, it's really a new day. The new normal is not what they're trying to put on, it's how you're going to defend yourself. And you're not going to do it through Facebook, and when you try to come together to talk about it, they want to silence you. And these are the very people that need to be put together so that we can make a more educated guess on what we need to be doing. Because remember, it's all synthesized, it's all fabricated. If it's something, if it's nothing, like I said, it's just numbers, taking advantage of just numbers and perception. That's perception management. That's nothing. That's vapor. We're looking at vaporware here. And so this is about buy-in. And now we're back to the agenda and how they get you to promote this into the condition. Let me remind you, as Facebook is taking out people, telling other people of their perceived harms, of their physical things that they see, whether or not there's a causation, but the direct correlation, and so many. I want to remind you of the thing that started all this was the Professor Lockdown Modeler Resigns in Disgrace report we got about Neil Ferguson, the British academic who created the infamous Imperial College model that warned Boris Johnson that without an immediate lockdown, coronavirus would cause 500,000 deaths and swamp the National Health Service. This guy was found out to be a fraud. He's actually not pulled out of his office because of that. He had an affair with somebody's wife. That's what got him pulled out. His frauds weren't enough, but he was given names. This guy is notorious to have wrongly and repeatedly over decades, like Fauci, made wrong assessments that were the focus and the hub of how the so-called appropriate medical experts globally are taking control of your society. It's all based in fraud and allowed fraud, and nobody checks it, and it won't check itself. Bad don't check itself. And that's the place. The problem with the United States of America, it was wired that it was to be checked by the people, or you are governed by the oppression that you allow. That's not my rule. Boy, that's when I found that out, I realized that that didn't make me a happy camper. All the way to the point, I'm still talking to you about it, and we're still trying to figure out how to get ourselves at least in a condition that this isn't happening. And you see, it just gets worse and worse, and I'm looking around saying, well, there's only 10 of us doing this. There's only 10 of us really fighting about how this works. Everyone else is, oh, they nod encouragingly, and some even help out on the back, you know, on some of the sides, like monetarily and this and that. That's a great help, but actually, there's not enough people doing much of anything. And it's all based in this guy's modeling. And it just started the conflagration against our life, and this has been ongoing. The guy was, he's a disgrace to his own industry, I guess, academia. This is what Facebook is supporting. When they take out 120,000 people, 120,000 folks, did you get that? Did I ever miss that? Did you ever miss that? Did I miss it? There's 120,000 people that were in a group of harmed people. It's worth the risk, apparently, though, isn't it, from the government side? What's the risk? The risk is you finding out. What's the benefit? Profit. And I believe I got this link from a emailer saying that people are coming back to fight, finally, after a year. Finally, people are doing stuff. And more to the point, and I'm hoping, I've been instructing even to suggest even more powerfully to the point, as I was showing you, even the Virginia court showed us, the state has to demonstrate the necessity, and then they have to find the one they're after has to be shown to be the risk to the public. Two results of the law, your local law, the results of the compliance with the legislative intent to protect people notwithstanding a potential emergency called a communicable disease. Ontario walks back new pandemic police powers following widespread backlash. This takes people. This takes the pressure of the people. Ontario reversed course on sweeping new police powers Saturday, just one day after Premier Doug Ford announced the measures that triggered a swift and furious backlash. Apparently, this is a little bit more than just yelling out. People were involved. Officers will no longer have the right to stop any pedestrian or driver to ask why they're out on request or request their home address. Solicitor General Sylvia Jones said in a written statement Saturday evening. Well, guess what, folks? Didn't the week before or the week before that it was reported that the UK police officer from the UK said exactly the same thing. They don't have the right, they don't have the police power and never have. Boy, what a coincidence that turned out. The very next week is this, I think this is the very next week, is this resistance. As I've said, read the black and white. If they didn't know this and they just happened to fire up on this, it was great. But had they known about this restriction on the police power, the premier would have been shown to be a felon. And I advocate that you point that out. And I do it in mass because they can come, you know, this tracking and tracing in other countries, oh, lots of places. They aren't going to, the government deals, they're fraud, they deal in fraud all the time. It's become commonplace. You have to have a better idea in your head. You have to have a better principle. You have to live from a different spirit, and that spirit has to act. You have to move in your, if you will, faith and your deed to stop it. Well, here are the principles. Having a faith without the works to implement that from there, move from there, is dead. You got nothing. I have the faith, I know. But you don't do anything about it, it's dead. Your thoughts are, you're contemplating your Neville Mabel does nothing. Coming together on principal points apparently is an evidence that people are willing to now do, finally, and they are proper. And so they caused this premier, these titles, to step back, walk back from where they were. There's a whole lot more they can walk back from if the people would just take the government behind the woodshed and explain the very short list of points that they failed to do and force that to become knowledgeable to everybody. Again, if you understand what I've been saying, I'm not saying to anybody, and we have never officially, through lawsuit or anything, said the government could not. Well, not we couldn't because there was no test, but we have not said that we were stopping them from being able to find, but we said they are required to find. I've never said that we were going to cut off the arms and legs of government to find that there might have been a communicable disease. We said they're acting without doing so. And that's, a big distinction to understand that people shouldn't ask to bind the government so that it can't serve the people, but it needs to constrain the activity of officials within the law. Not best science, not the suggestion of a foreign agent, but right there where every one of you lives and your officials are subject, like your premier. Your premier. Okay? These titles just get me. So, people are fighting back. Thank you to the emailer sending me this. I don't know about this. I can only know when I get it. You have a say, people. You've had the say. And this was reflecting what happens in the UK as I extended, I thought, everywhere where the brand of the rule of law through the Bar Association is, your oppressor in that brand is, you would have the same resistance to put up. If it's a resistance, you must do, instead of just enforcing the breach of trust that's already written in the law. The objective black and white. Sorry for Umpy, it just happened to be the news from one of your compatriots in Kanukistan to me. I would have known about this. I'm glad to hear it, though. Don't feel so bad about your prison. It's the global prison. Don't forget that, Frumpy. You're not alone. Ontario goes communist. Checkpoints at borders, churches restricted, playgrounds closed. Notwithstanding the limit they put on the cops, and they can't go quite that far, using the modeling predictions that have historically proven to be unreliable, the government of Ontario added 2 more weeks to the already month-long stay-at-home order while burdening citizens with additional restrictions, measures that include a 10-person limit for church services, cracking down on travel, closing playgrounds, and stepping up enforcement of rules already in place. This is the rules that got shut down. The point being that you only heard about the ones the cop can't do, and asking for what was that stop and account, the quote stop and account condition. They can't do that. They've never been able to do that. But y'all, everywhere, not just in Kanukistan, y'all have allowed that. If they couldn't do that, I've told you there's a whole lot of other things they couldn't do as well. And then we get to the point we understand if there's no order against you, no report, medical report against you, and no due process provided to bring you into the, show you the risk to society, it doesn't apply to any of you. Can I pause there and go home now, folks? Because that's really all we have to do. And yet, we still have to do it en masse. And so, the government is pressing this global thing. They have been. This has never been about this COVID-19. It has to do with the, if you will, now put another term, the Great Reset. It's not even really that. There's other things going on as well. It's kind of simple, but it's convoluted. So there's a lot of smoke in the air covering. It all ends up being the same kind of thing. And it ends up all being demonic. So if I can go right to the basic of this is just a demonic play on the world. And we get to live it, I suppose. Or we can stand up. We can have our faith that we can stop it and work to stop it. And I think this comes down real quickly. If we just would on point. Just would on point. Finding out they don't have the police power and they were trying to expand it. Did you get that? First of all, they didn't have the police power to stop an account. And then they're expanding upon that? That's got to all be a violation, too, pretty simply. You just got to go find where it says that so that you're not deemed to be, a conspiracy theorist, or someone who just has an opinion contrary to law. No, they have legal designs that they've used. I say legal because they use that rule. That rule was a legal promulgation to extend outside of the intention of your legislature to protect you under communicable disease law. The rule that allows foreign opinion to override reality, the first medical report of anyone and everyone to a determination of a risk to society, is absent in every jurisdiction, is your power. is your power. I don't know what more to say. I'm just dismayed that it continues. This is to bring on that reset. This is to bring us into what the tracking, tracing, to stick you into conditions that you're forever going to be needing this continued services. Your booster shots, your mistreatments, your pharmaceuticals. Instead of you stepping back and trying to, as I told you before, look at where that's going, look and see if there's an alternative. Why don't you just go do the alternative first? There was a document, I don't have it, I don't think, I may have forgotten, it just crossed my mind. Doctors have gotten together to make a document that says that it's kind of sharp how they did it, how interesting how they did that, to agree, if you will, with the these foreign experts, these oppressors, these psychopaths, but show within the document in the context of the science of medicine that there are alternatives. Now, my question was on the graph, I don't have it for you, why did they put the alternatives up front before they get you into COVID? But this was about speaking to, you could take this document to your doctor to say, here's the hierarchy of how all this works. This is what I have as alternatives. And these are the stages that we have to identify before I keep going on. And so there are doctors that are out there, but my problem is that they didn't put your healthy, natural remedies up front. But there's a group of doctors, and what they did to show you, they went inside the CDC's own, or over to NIH, whatever the official documents are, and they went to the scientific terms, and they put that in their document, and they used the scientific term for what ends up being hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. They used what that was in scientific terms in order to say, the CDC allows these. They prepared the foundation in the scientific terms before, in the document, they bring out all these things that, that everyone else like CDC or Facebook would deny. And now that I think about it, maybe I should have had a link to that. Find it. Try to track it down. It is really how, if this is a game to play, that's how you play this game. You come out with that authority, you bring and you lay it out just like the so-called authority says, and then you show within that terminological base that they've already agreed to how these things named by what they are specifically were already agreed by the CDC. Or who, the WHO, or whoever it was. So it was I'm remiss to not even have that as I thought about that. After a while, it reads, now I'm talking about it, now I think about it. It's important that there is a way to speak. This is a way to present. And I've been trying my darndest to try and get people to reorient how they think because of this very problem, because you are canceled out, because you are blamed, even though you are not to be blamed. And why? Because they got around us. They figured out how to limit us by perception management. And they can even get you when you know you see them and you see how wrong they are, and then you just sit back because it's not for real what it's supposed to do. And then they come up with a little twist on the tail, on the narrative, and there's something real sitting there. They can get you anyway. That just sitting quiet isn't going to be enough. And they're really out to get us, if you will. Now, I don't take that on as a paranoia. I take that on as the threat that I need to stop. However, I don't even know what to say. Everyone may have their own particular skill I have no clue about. I only view from what I've been doing in the past and that what I've found worked. So I don't know what else more to say than through that little view and through that, if you will, bias and prejudice. But I think it's comprehensive enough. And I think anybody that contacts me with whatever they're looking to do, they see that there is quite a spectrum of things to look at that need to be assessed, and it needs to be done. And when you do that, and you get a clarity. You get a clarity, and some things fall away. You find out you don't maybe necessarily have to do things, and other times you find out, well, I better protect myself here and there, and better do that. Now, moving into what I said, the Great Reset, and all this, where this all is going, getting everybody into having to be technocratically terrorized and controlled, and they can reach out through other zombietons to get you, not as a paranoia, as a reality fact of what you see looking around, that you're going to have to start thinking different in anticipation of what's going on. And where they've been coming and bringing this to, we see this little story now moving over into, well, how are you going to get through this world? How do you do this? And again, we've heard the past to the coming to the future, that they're going to take accounting of all this stuff. The digital yuan can be turned off like a light switch, as a story from Zero Hedge, reporting from WSJ as I read from Cryptogon. So all these places I just go through, find, and that's the first thing I see. Just to give it, I don't even really need to know more. The money itself is programmable. So if you think you're getting into digital and you thought it was safe and no one can get at it, no, they're going to make it so that it's controllable and your life is controllable and it can be flicked off as a switch. Do I need to read more where all of this ends up going? What they've been denying for over a decade, and I've been saying, don't believe them, just like all this other stuff, not because I'm a contrarian, it's because they've also said other places that they already have an intention to go somewhere. And they play this game that they're still, oh, we're trying to figure it out. Oh, we're trying to feel comfortable with it. We're trying to assess, well, yeah, they're assessing the potential harm that might come to them if they get caught. But anyway, the money itself is programmable. Beijing has tested expiration dates to encourage users to spend it quickly for times when the economy needs a jump start. So you little consumer, here's a little whip on your tail end here, get behind that woodshed. All right, this is negative interest territory that they just let you know you're going to have a negative interest, and so you better spend your money, otherwise it's going to be worth less tomorrow. This is just digitized inflation, correct? On demand. You want on demand a podcast? Go ahead. This is the on demand you should be actually looking at. So here we have they give you the warning. China already has already figured it. They're already experimenting with how to do this. They don't want any glitches in their matrix to cause a trouble. They're just going to be able to put the power on and take you out of the picture just whenever they want. You have a little say somewhere, the social media, they don't like it, Facebook calls you out, boom, you've lost. You don't even have the value. You could even have the numbers. You could have that crypto coin. They just devalue your stuff because it's all programmable. Nothing is sacred, and nothing is sacred from fraud. And so you get into these synthesized environments. That's where you're going to, that you can't control. And that is the problem that your life is going, that's the direction your life can be managed. That's the slavery that you've consented to. This is not involuntary. The involuntary is actually not being in peace because you have to fight these people. And that shows you right off the bat, you don't live in a society where law rules. That law, I've found that law brings peace. And I don't have a time to discuss it. I've said it before. I've exposed it before. But we can get down into the land where everybody wants to believe I'm a man on the land, I'm a woman on the land. That land law brings the peace. And yet very few know about it. And I always find this stuff fascinating. But so not the Rock Group, not even the World Health Organization, wrong word. The light switch can be turned off, and then who is coming on the other entity? We hear in the same week, the Bank of England is considering launching a digital currency. Is that statement even new behind the woodshed? How many years back have I told you this is where they were moving, and now we have it, that the British Treasury and the Bank of England, that's a critical bank to know, are weighing the potential creation of central bank digital currency, Bloomberg reports. I don't even want to read more. This is the system. It's going in that direction. They're not weighing anything. They're just looking for the vulnerabilities. They're making sure they can keep in control because this thing is a global control grid. The pharmaceuticals are just one little facet of it. You have this other side and many other sides. Every necessity of your life, as I've explained before, the modernization of every sector of your life, every necessity you have, is the evidence that they are here to hurt you in the future. We talked about that back in about 2010, 2012, when those modernization acts already infiltrated the United States of America through the United States government in their enactments. And I said, you watch out. In about 10 years, you're going to start seeing it roll out. Here it comes, folks. Again, UK is another advancing statement. We see that happening. Like we saw that the UK officer came out and said, hey, they don't even have the police power. The next week, Kanukistan's revolted. Can't handle it. They didn't go far enough, but that's a good start. We'll take that much. Go back to Bank of England. They're now we're weighing digital currency. It's here, folks. This is way beyond the interjection of the global financial control. This has always been a plan. I told you the pivot to China, the yuan, all that. I've talked all about this. Just the news sources just explained how that was going to work. They are the leader of how they got the population big enough to test this so that they can roll it out across the world. You're watching it roll out. This all has to do with this agenda that's been going on. And in the same week, we have Biden, what caught my attention, Biden to reduce greenhouse gases by 2030. That's just the news. I'm not focused on this. It just happens what comes along. And I noticed that, and my first comment was, well, he's not going to be in office till 2030. Like he can't, right? Am I correct there? He can't even be there. So how has this happened that he can do this by 2030? And then he reduced the greenhouse gases. That's an interesting term because you're not talking about carbon. The point is, he's on board with the austerity imposing destruction and limitations on your life and likely your life. And so this is what called my attention. He wants to reduce greenhouse gases by 2030. And the other thought was, well, didn't we hear, and I'll bring up some links for you, the fact sheet, the President Biden sets 2030 greenhouse gas pollution reduction target aimed at creating good-paying union jobs and securing U.S. leadership on clean energy technology. Can't be done, but that's the news out of the White House. What are we talking about, this greenhouse gas pollution? And relative, at the same time, at the reset, at the same time that they showed that once this thing hit and industry shut down, we had the reports that I reported on that showed you almost immediately a greenhouse gas was reported to fall off almost immediately, as we read. Pollution is plummeting in Italy in the wake of coronavirus, emission data show. Now, greenhouse gases, they're kind of being tongue-in-cheek here a bit about cheeky with this thing. You would probably likely say carbon dioxide, but they're not talking about that because there's other so-called greenhouse gases. Now, greenhouse itself, that theory has never been proven, and I don't think it can be. And you know, okay, my disclaimer, I'm totally against all this stuff. It's not best. It's BS. It's best science, only BS. It's not actual science. They don't even have the ability, I think. I don't think man has the ability to understand this system. And if it did, we would have answers, not these questions. But they're utilizing this to cut the pollution. They call it greenhouse gases. It wasn't carbon dioxide. These reports that we read about a while back, was reported, and they analyzed, in this case, in Italy, over the year with the European Space Agency's Sentinel 5P satellite, which measures concentration of greenhouse gases and other pollutants in the lower atmosphere. It shows that between January 1st and March 12th, concentrations of nitrogen dioxide, for those chemists out there amongst us in the elemental chart, nitrogen, not carbon dioxide, fell drastically, especially over hard-hit northern Italy. Side comment, carbon dioxide by NASA was found to be a mediator gas. In other words, it doesn't actually heat the atmosphere. It's a mediator. But they were focused on how fast another greenhouse gas, nitrogen dioxide, fell off. Now, my view of bringing all this back up was the first thought I looked at. They're going to reduce greenhouse gases. Well, didn't they show us that COVID largely has done that? And greenhouse gases is kind of a nebulous generic term. It's not carbon dioxide. Weren't they showed that to a large extent that those emissions, if climate change is anything, if this greenhouse theory is anything, didn't we be shown that COVID almost reaches, if not reached, and surpassed that very status already, that they're ignoring it? This president, so-called, is ignoring the very fact that he's not doing anything about that. He's not going to be around in 2030. And in fact, that when you shut down industry, you shut down, this is what they are, the greenhouse is just a cover for industry. Your needs is underneath greenhouse. Your needs, to cut out your needs, because that's how man is. Man's going to create for himself. He's a producer. No, he's done something so well, but they've conflated this so-called atmosphere with pollution, the thing that was hitting us in the 70s, 80s. Okay? They conflated it with pollution. This is not a pollution problem. In this case, nitrogen dioxide could be considered the pollution problem, but they're not saying it in that context where they're saying it was a production for a greenhouse gas. That's a different subject matter. And this is where they start bleeding over this terminological fraud. So they didn't focus on carbon dioxide here. They said that nitrogen dioxide was all drastically reduced. And I've seen varying numbers, which means that nobody actually knows what it's doing, but it's up as high as 47 to 50%. In other words, when they instituted your lockdown on your life, they got you to the point that the President of the United States of America is touting he's going to bring us till 2030. Which does not bode well for you if you just kind of do the math on where they think this is going and what they're already doing and what they're not recognizing. That this does, in fact, correlate to what they're doing to you through the COVID and the Great Reset and the digital currencies and the technocratic controls that they've been putting on us, or trying to. Those of us that are asymptomatic, as you said, understand you need to be different. That nurse said it. Go to the people that are like you. Be the believers in what you're doing. Know what you're doing. Know your subject matter. Do not engage with what they have, the presence they have to let you buy into, you consumer. But they also talked about, interestingly, in these stories, that this was caused by a lack of people traveling. This was to say that they should lock you in your house, as I've told you all of this stuff. It wasn't carbon dioxide, though. They were looking at an O2. And then they brought up the conflation of the pollution. In another story, coronavirus shuts down have unintended climate benefits, cleaner air and cleaner water. Climate benefits is not cleaner anything. That's where the conflation was. Their news was giving, the perception management was being given to us. This is back last year now. The beginning, the rollout of this fraud, the coronavirus pandemic impact on pollution and climate change. Well, they're tying this all together, aren't they? I told you that they were doing that, but they're not focused on the things they've been promising that it would do. They're focused on other things. And they conflate pollution with the agenda and the terms that they use. And then in this article, they then do bring up carbon dioxide is tied to industrial activity because they're pushing that carbon is anything in one of the greenhouse gases, yet they admit there's other gases. Now, this is on an unproven theory whatsoever. But what I'm showing you here is that the president wants to cut greenhouse gases by half, that it looks like when you go back to the stories, that was done by you being locked down, and it was industry that actually stopped doing it. And in fact, nitrogen dioxide is what they were looking at because it was showing the greatest reduction. And then this is your government conflating that data and those things with the propriety of what's going on. Then if you read very carefully, they said in checking this, they didn't really expect that it should, it's gone a little too far. It's even affecting how we administer the agenda. We didn't expect that this would lock down so bad that we couldn't go to our meetings, that you would blame our travel. We didn't think we would be affected. So this is showing you the psychopaths don't understand there's a cause and effect actually that can extend to them even so. And they had the stories also coming out to show and promote the perception management of how well this is working, how well getting you locked down would work. When they showed the airborne nitrogen dioxide plummets over China. When you look at the pictures, and I don't know how the grading does on the pictures that they show us, and I don't know about the sensors. I've looked at some of them. But when you see it going from any color at all to no color, that's a little bit more than a 50% reduction. So in China, they've already done that just by killing off their people and their production. Now, part of this is the fact that they don't have controls for these pollutants that are pollutants when they're produced. Not because of the greenhouse gas, just because it's a byproduct of a productive society. China has been very bad at how they did that. The United States has been much better. And we have seen since the 70s and the horror stories of the lakes and the rivers and all that, the pollution that has been cleared up by having more regulation on industry that just wouldn't pay attention because it costs so much to get rid of waste. And there appears to be a reason and a need for that, that the government does fulfill the better need, that we have better water today than we did 40 years, 50 years ago. Industry living better by chemistry was getting out of hand to produce those chemistries. And so there had to be some constraints. China hasn't done that. But when you see China just shut down like this, you realize that this is people not being able to move around, and they're agreeable to that. Well, to the extent that it doesn't affect them promoting the agenda. So we see in evidence that just a year ago, this thing that Biden wants to press on this promoting the agenda to limit your life even forward into 2030 means that future regimes will be bent to do this against you. And there may not be a need. It may have already happened. In fact, when you look very carefully it wasn't really that bad for the, at least the United States, certainly not Canada. Canada doesn't even have the population to cause a problem for itself, and it actually has natural problems. There's a couple spots that we found out. They have some natural conditions. It's like our radiation in the United States of America. Oh, we got radium, you know, radon gas. That's a natural problem. You're not going to, COVID has nothing to do about all that. But airborne nitrogen dioxide plummets. If you see these older, all these satellite data things, if we can trust them, the president is only telegraphing he intends to hurt you. He's extending his authority outside of his time he can be here, and he's saying he's going to meet a target that's already been happened, and he's not intending to go and relieve us from the fraud. And to me, that just seems to be the focus. I don't know what else to focus on. You have to be careful on what you agree that they can do. I mean, I'm sure people who listen to this don't even pay attention to the fool, what he says. But it has real on-the-ground consequences, these policies that they're bringing out. They disregard, they impose upon you a harm and disregard it on the other harm they want to impose upon you. I guess is the other side of this. There's enough evidence to see we went way past 50%. What happened to that? Is what crossed my mind when I saw that. I could care less about the order. I could care less about his policy. What I do see is a dynamic setup, a perception management problem that we have to, as a people, start cutting through. It's because I don't see it different than the same COVID, or as I opened the broadcast, someone making a decision because they were afraid. Fear is not justice. Fear is not reality. Fear is not maybe anything, but made up inside one who is fearful. Someone who has maybe arguably, maybe perceptively correct, maybe they've been attacked. But that's a different problem. When you take on the status of somebody that's supposed to be, in this case, a peer, or the president, or an agency protecting other people, you don't move through fear. And you're noticing every one of these people are doing that. The fear that we're going to increase the temperature over 2 degrees, and everyone forgets that overnight we just went 20, 30, 50, 60 degrees overnight. Like, I'm hearing reports now in the springtime we're seeing fluctuations 50 to 60 degrees overnight. I don't think I've ever seen this over in the springtime. Not like this. It's fascinating to watch the dynamic Mother Nature doing its thing. But to look at it and see that means something that's going to affect me in this day right now, and I'm going to make my decisions, that's a serious problem. Or project this into the future, someone with the power of the president, notwithstanding what we might think about the fool. And yes, I think these people are fools. And we may be foolish for considering them at all, because they end up doing these policies and they affect our lives, and we just seem to turn our head like it's not really doing anything. And yet, most of all, y'all are locked down. Trumpy, I'm sorry. You realize the prison that you're living in. I've told you that everyone lived in that prison before. Just COVID makes it obvious, and we still are crickets. How the coronavirus pandemic is affecting CO2 emissions was another story to pick up. The curtailed travel could temporarily lower emissions, but increased home energy use might offset that. In other words, this statement about what this reset, this modernization, what this agenda is about is that you are a problem. You need to be, the herd needs to be thinned. You need to be, the population needs to be reduced. It doesn't matter where you go, you are the cancer. And in fact, when you do the studies, you find out that there was actually no translation across, because what you do is really not that much, since what the government has done with the industry that serves you, at least the United States, has caused major changes in how we would go about and what we go about and how we pollute. Again, the conflation of pollution versus this idea, this fraud called climate change. Not the changing climate. Not like what I was talking to you last week about the drying air over a year, the humidity change, that thing, that's natural stuff. That's fascinating. In fact, I observed something else this weekend, now that I'm focused on looking at that. We were supposed to have rain here. We had a radar return we should have been drenched and just soaked in rain. And yet, I walk outside and it was completely dry. And I was starting to think about that. Interesting what dry, cold air can do, or cool air. The humidity in the air at the surface was less than 20%. I've never really seen this during a front, a weather front with rain. And I realized the rain coming in the radar return was falling. It was there. And we saw a reflection of it at the very tops of the peaks I know are there. And they were showing snow returns. And so I know this is a higher level. The diameter of the mountain peak was very small. So it was a very high level storm coming in. The warm storm coming in over the top of the cold, dry air that I was telling you draining out of Canada all this time. The drying air effect. And it occurred to me that the water was sublimating out before it could, in the higher storm, sublimating out, and it was falling through this very dry air mass. And it never reached the ground. All this rain I could see in the radar return never reached the ground. And then I started looking at the humidity, and I predicted, based on what little bit I know, and the little meteorologist behind a woodshed understands, if we get to around 35 or 39, 40% humidity, we would begin to see the beginnings of some kind of a moisture that penetrates from that thing. And you know what? When we went on to 39, 40 degrees, it started to mist ever so lightly. And then later that night, I noticed the humidity went up into 60. I said, we're going to get rain. And it was a few hours later, this next storm came and we were getting our rain. Why? Because it wasn't such a dry, cold air mass below, and the storm that was coming in just kept beating on the air mass we've been here. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the climate. I'm talking about the weather. I'm talking about nature is very powerful and has its own dynamics. I'm looking at something I never really realized before. Does anybody else even look at this stuff? I'm sure some of you do. You know, we are interested in our nature. But that's not what these people attacking you are about. They say climate change. They mean a political turn. They mean a political overthrow of your way of life, not the weather. Not the fascination of what I think I'm putting together. And why have all the plants been drying out for over a year? Why are we higher now in drought wildfire problems than we were during the drought? I don't see anybody talking about this, but I'd like to understand it. I'd rather do that than lots of other things I end up doing. In other words, like I told you, this summer, the west of actually lots of places that has drying tinder across the United States of America may be looking out for a very serious fire season. I can't predict that, but what they did to us here with the Antifa arsonists, that should kind of scare you a bit. You better keep your head on a swivel with these kind of natural climatic changes going on. They happen underneath our perception. They don't happen that fast like we see in the political climate change. And what they can do, they go back and the president comes out and says, we're going to do all this for climate change. That's a political overthrow, folks. And until people understand this really, and maybe if it gets you angry, if that's what it takes to get you to get up off your seat and go do something, whatever that is, I can't even imagine what all we can do, how creative we are. We're in some serious trouble. And nature still plays this other game that these people play into. Just like I told you, when the Antifa came down and started burning, torching the place, after we had stopped, literally, folks, it's on record, we stopped the fires every summer, it smoked everybody out. It took them 2 years, like I predicted, about 2.5 years. Next thing we know, okay, if you're not going to let us do the fraud of prescribed burning in the summertime, we're just going to come and torch the place. And they did. It's these people. It's the type of people the government is now running, the type of agendas that you hear that the president brings out and says, oh, we're going to cut greenhouse gases by 2030. And I looked at it and said, well, COVID did that. Just stopping people from doing things have done that. Why hasn't, if that's enough, if that's what we're all focused on, then why isn't that enough of the answer already? Why aren't we moving into other things more important? Curtailed travel could temporarily lower emissions, but increased home energy use might offset that. And then they said this is only temporary. And so they were going to use this whole point that I just mentioned in order to make sure that the austerity measures are going to be more permanent. Because these people are taking, these political climatists are taking advantage, and they know what the advantages they're taking, and they realize their weaknesses. And so they're sending you out in the news, the notice to y'all, what their next motivation is going to be. And notwithstanding the fact that apparently COVID has reduced all these greenhouse gases because there's no production, you're all essentially starving to death, but what little handouts you get, and what you can do because you're so frugal, and you are resistant to this stuff, and you will keep living because that's who we are. They will take advantage of all of that. They take advantage where they can. We allow it, and we allow it in these most obscure little ways. It's not hard. It's hard to see, actually. We all seem to do something that doesn't quite stand up to the republic that we were supposed to keep. And I say that, and for every people that want to believe that they're free, we certainly aren't societies that are free right now. And yet, the definition for it is right on the door, and it's on an objective basis. We don't even have to make up stuff. And no one has really, well, up until recently, no one has really been starting to look at that and embrace it in what I consider a more proper way. Like I was been explaining earlier this broadcast relative to the black and white, the standards, and just stick that on those officials in a concerted manner. Focus the heat of a thousand faces, thousand of you faces coming together and say, look, here's the black and white. You didn't even have a right to walk back because you didn't have the right to even impose to walk back. Now fix this. So to me, that's a strong people would start to do that. It's not even an argument. It's not getting all angry. It's the fact that this is enough. We've taken this enough, and now you know. Now you handle it, or we handle it. And I don't mean in violence. You just get rid of the guy. Politics are politicians are political creatures. They'll agree to fraud. They'll also have to agree to being found out. It just takes enough faces looking at that, unmasked faces, not people living in fear, to pull that off. Because the government will take every advantage it can, just like Biden is doing now with this climate. Doesn't even tell us that a lot of this problem was solved, if you will. If it was a problem to solve, it's been relatively solved. Why are you extending? Why are you so ineffectual? It's going to take you till 2030 anyway, since COVID did most of the work. I mean, there's lots of ways to get how stupid this thing is. I'm not the purveyor of all that could be how stupid it is. I just see this stuff. Why aren't we just calling it what it is and solving it? Because if we don't, the longer we go, they take advantage. As we see this story, Baltimore cops carried toy guns to plant on people they shot, trial reveals. Last week, the beginning of an explosive corruption trial involving eight members of the Baltimore's elite Gun Trace Task Force revealed that a handgun of Baltimore cops allegedly kept fake guns in their patrol cars to plant on innocent people. A fail-safe they could use if they happen to shoot an unarmed subject. Now, a lot of us know that was the story out there. A lot of us understood this was to be the case. We've heard the stories. Finally, there's a trial, so quotes, a trial that exposes that truth. This is the prison you've lived under. This is the advantage the government takes with its institutions until it gets found out. This is the same governmental corruption that we've allowed as a people, thinking that we were free, thinking that there is justice, or just dismissing that there isn't and doing nothing more. A trial exposes cops carry secondary guns to keep them from being liable. Now, I told you, if it's true that the image of Chauvin knee on the shoulder, not the neck, was true, and that the media played everybody, and the counterculture came in, I'm talking about the political side of this, fomented a problem, then that officer may not have received justice either. On the other hand, there's some officers, in particular we have them now in Baltimore, that will look out for themselves at all costs, notwithstanding what they took an oath to uphold, because they're police, not peace. I told you last week that the symbol, the blue line across the American flag, the United States flag, I guess I should say, drained of its life. The colors don't even bleed now, folks. They're drained. That is now symbolized by this blue line, and the colors of black and blue are on you, is this story here. And finally, it's exposed that the government isn't such the white knight. Now, I don't know of anybody that ever said it was. That's a promotion of the psychopaths in government that seek power. because the Constitution never said that was going to be the case. In fact, if it thought it was going to be, it would have never given the out that said the people have the right to alter or abolish as they see fit. And have we? Have we altered or abolished the governments that would seek to accept foreign attacks or commit them to local jurisdictions on their own that would attack their own people? Have we sought as a people sought to alter and abolish that? I'm not seeing it. You know, I want to answer that. You know what the answer is, but I'm not seeing it. Now, if you have to honestly look at that, we have not, as a people, stepped up, and that's what they're using to take advantage of it. They don't ever, they never accept that things are, in reality, are actually going on, and they just keep pressing the hard sell that nothing is ever going on relative to the jurisdiction. Relative to the agenda. I don't know why that converted to jurisdiction, but it did. The agenda. And so we are not protecting ourselves. And as they, cops are have to be found out, but they are found out for doing deception and fraud and injustice to people. And relying on that instead of other things like proper training and just becoming peace officers again. No, it's the military is what it is. That's why they get to do this. We see the fact that even though this is going on, and they are getting away with the law not being applied to them until they can finally get caught, why it requires all of us fighting where we see the wrong to expose them as best we can and hope there's people to watch. A new gun control bill requires background checks to purchase ammo. Now, I don't know how many people heard this, and this is coming out of South Florida Congressman Debbie Wasserman and Schultz. What a criminal that was, and in offices for political creatures here. Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal were given massive coverage in the media this week to push their new tyrannical gun control. The Ammunition Background Check Act of 2021 would require all citizens who wish to purchase ammo for their already legal firearms to undergo background checks first. Well, I don't want to get lost in all the arguments and how wrong all this is. No one at least seems to really listen. You all have your own statements, but no one seems to move. Like the prime example again being Virginia, you had the mass of people, and you had them dead to rights in maladministration. I think Article or Section 3 of the Virginia Constitution gave everybody, empowered everybody to do so. This is an extension of what's coming relative to everything you do will have to be registered. Now, I don't know how they're going to do it without the license. I don't know how they're going to do it without the ID. Remember, I told you, the jury is not a jury of your peers because most likely they're a federal citizen. How do you know? How do I know that? Because if you go look at every voter registration card, you have to declare you are a federal, U.S., Washington, D.C. resident. And that is then tied to your driver's license, so-called in the state. And though that's the pool from which they pick the so-called jury. And these background checks are based on the same statuses. It's not. That's Washington, D.C. municipal law. It's not the law of your state. But these people, supposedly representatives, congressmen, the senator, totally, these people have no regard for any of that. And I hear crickets on it all. That you have to have an ID to get ammunition that should be part of the right. That's an appurtenant right. Use that term. Now, they say it's expected to pass, probably just the Congress. May not pass in the Senate, but remember how close the balance is. These things can start passing pretty quickly. As I've said, don't underestimate that at some point, folks, they get to amend the Constitution and the Second Amendment because that's within the right of the Congress to do. And they do it. Or the government. Yeah, Congress assembled. This is the kind of destruction, slow-motion destruction that's going on. Now you're going to have an ID. What if you're not a commerce agent? How do you get your ammo? When you're in a commerce situation where the judiciary believes, enforces, and embraces fraud, how are you going to get justice in a system where jurors don't even expect it if they fear for them, set for their lives? It's not painting a very fine future for people. And the lack of response to COVID-19, the fraud, the open fraud, is disconcerting, at least for me, to not watch more people come together as succinctly as Grimner did to protect to have the broadcast last week reinstalled. People aren't even willing to do that much. It's a bit terrifying, knowing we're listening to people in fear, and whether or not these officials are in that same fear, that's another thing, or whether or not they are the insiders that know, I don't know, but they're still the deed is what we're having to address. The Postal, okay, so identity tracking, they want your ammo. I don't know where they are to alter, abolish, or the right to be secret against the purpose for which the Second Amendment was made, which is to alter and abolish the government when people saw fit, where the government becomes the tyrant. I don't know where all that went. But when they want to put you on these registries, and they use these certain same statuses over and over again, you'd think that that would be a common denominator of that people would focus in on and say, hey, that's not right, and we're not going to agree to that, and that's going to stop as well. That this is portending a bigger surveillance system. The panopticon that comes to my mind, just as I'm thinking about, William Roberts was great at reminding us about this. That's where you live. It was consistent with I was telling you live in an open-air prison. It was consistent with me showing, at least I think I believe I can do, I've done the proof, and I've explained to people that would ask how to make the proof for themselves that you live in an occupied military district under military rule. And it's a false front reality that wherever we went, as future went on, because the technocrats are in control and they've been working plying their BS, their best science, since before the 30s, 1930s. We're coming into a 100-year anniversary. I bet we're going to see lots of stuff around that. But Postal Service is running a covert operations program that monitors American social media posts. Now, I don't know what the Postal Service has to do with all this. I don't know why they're even involved in that. But we see like mission creep, if I can call it that. It's not even mission creep. It's not even close to what they did. You know, I start wondering about Lysander Spooner. Why was he trounced early on? And why do we have UPS and FedEx? But that's a legal jurisdiction in the post office, not the Postal. Postal Service is this other thing. But now they're in the business of surveillance. And we did reports before. We've done reports about this coming on. Now it's been exposed, and I think it was through Yahoo News. In fact, this is the link. That there's some documents coming forward that explain this is exactly what's going on. We've all been hearing about our letters have been entered into without our knowledge, not supposed to, that they've been tracking and keeping track of everything that you do and where you send it and all that kind of stuff. They've been doing, the Postal Service is doing its own track and trace. That can only mean, And then they sell this information as well. That could only mean you live in a military condition. This is now not just conjecture. The law enforcement arm of the U.S. Postal Service has been quietly running a program to track and collect American social media posts, including those about planned protests, according to the document obtained by Yahoo News. The detail of the surveillance effort known as ICOP, or Internet Covert Operations Program, have not previously been made public. The work involves having an analyst trawl through social media sites to look for what the document describes as inflammatory postings and then sharing that information across government agencies. Is that the fusion system? I mean, this is just things that happened since 9/11. You're all enemy combatants. They trawl for inflammatory postings. What, like YouTube banning the broadcast last week? The Dark Side of Darkness, entitled no less? And then finding out that merely the inflammatory belief wasn't proper? That's what they're doing. This is the standard anymore. What's the post office doing involved with this? Again, they're farther ahead of how they have us in this panopticon than we can possibly understand. And we've been having some problems with the post office, legal, lawful problems. We've been identifying their mishandling of our mail, the misjurisdictioning of things, if I can say that word, the mishandling, the misdirection. There's laws all against this, but there's no remedy, apparently. For years now. So this is not even news. They've become some other entity now. It's all come since 9/11. It's all through, in fact, you read here, the Department of, in fact, they say it. I didn't even read down the part. Here it is. Department of Homeland Security's fusion centers are connected. Now, I just read the title. I'm talking from my memory, the memory hole of all this stuff and information that we talk about. And here, it's in the article. See, there's nothing hidden. It's all consistent. What I'm thinking in my mind is in the article, and I haven't really read the article. They're looking over everything. As I've said, this whole thing, this whole internet, the interwebs, Grimmer, interwebs, haven't heard that term for a while, just comes to mind, was a big trap. And if we can become a ghost in the machine, it may be a better answer. I really don't know anymore. Until we get more people doing things, I don't really know. But here it is. So the post office, the great old post office, with some of the coolest laws I've seen in going after people, like mail fraud, and they're a government agency, and then they do fraud. Go right after them. Use that over and over again. But they started calling people terrorists for questioning what they do when they don't do it right, and or demanding that the mail get delivered to where it's supposed to be. Really should watch the movie The Postman. Dry, long, four-hour movie. There's a super important message in The Postman. It has to do with the law. It has to do with the function of government, and then also the reciprocal condition that you enjoy, given that it works correctly. That system has been put against you. If you don't think the military is looking at how to best control and be in control and monitor what's going on. Here's another example. At the same time, in the land of freedom, the home of the free and brave, whatever the heck, the fee and the slave, yeah, that's more like it. At the same time, we hear the United States government is doing this. And don't forget, when the government extended to itself, the United States agencies like the FBI, global jurisdiction. Where that comes from, I don't have a clue. But there it is. Well, they have their reasons, but they're not truly valid. Especially when we were supposed to limit our interference with foreign entanglements. But this is beyond all that. But at the same time, supposedly the people think of the land of the free, home of the brave, is actually the land of the fee, home of the slave. The EU court rules against mass data spying. Now, I don't even know where to begin the analysis of this thing in some regard. How is it? An agenda veneer of government over European countries, the European Union, is now coming up with rules that you would have thought was been sacrosanct in the United States of America. That now the United States of America is no longer acknowledging. In fact, defeating at every turn. I say that as it. There's an evidence for you folks. They're in the news, the notice to you, you don't live in the place you thought. For those that would promote that it was a home of the free and the brave. We're not being brave and we're not free. And people have to really come to terms with that. I guess you could agree, I'll be hunkered down and I'll just not be free. That's certainly not going to play out. It may play out for you for a short time because that's all we're here for, a short time. But not to the future. EU rules against mass data spying. And then you see the post office is doing this stuff covertly. Everywhere else, too. I mean, it's endless, seemingly. The systems are set up to do all of this. And we continue to buy into all of them and don't challenge even the most obvious of the frauds. The most obvious. The things that touch us privately. I guess this is the thing that gets me. This COVID touches each one of us privately. This is not some generic, they can throw it under the rug of general purpose government. And yet we still can't step up. The European Union court rules against mass spying, and yet we can't see that in the United States. Has to indicate a serious problem way beyond COVID-19, whatever even the fraud that is. Press release ruling by EU's highest court finds the UK, French, and Belgian mass surveillance regimes must respect privacy, even in the context of national security. Even in the context of national security. Well, let's apply that to the COVID-19. You don't lose your rights even in the context of finding a communicable disease. But do you actually enjoy that? And you think you live in the home of the brave, land of the free, whatever the heck, that nonsense? Again, the EU is exampling what we thought the United States just did. And we no longer have that in our possession as a people. And we apparently don't care. And so we can look now into the foreign example. They're even bringing on to their own selves what the promise was for the United States, and it's starting, notwithstanding whatever problems it may have had. By treating everyone as suspect, the bulk data collection or retention regimes engage European fundamental rights to privacy, data protection, freedom of expression, and guaranteed respectively by Articles 7, 8, and 11 of the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights. Maybe we need to go read that and remind ourselves of the United States of America where this place might start. Not even national security. Consider what they've done to lock down the United States and all the so-called national security they've used as an excuse to defeat you. And the courts have agreed to, showing you don't have the governments that you thought you had. And I don't know what more to say. What do I say behind the eye? When you're finding out you're a prisoner, I don't know what more to say. Do you agree or don't you? If you don't agree, it's not going to be that you just say you don't agree. That's not a deed. We're going to have to take a stock of what this is going on and how we can address it as a people. Again, I thought COVID was right there. Hit everyone. How could we miss that one? Nobody didn't have standing until a couple of you went to the court and found out none of you have standing before this corruption. Well, that's not truly true, but that's what they want to make people believe. You get that, folks? They're saying the government has no duty because of what? Communicable disease. An emergency. But this case says not even national security can stop that. And guess what? That sort of steps all over Title 50, too. Because while I tell you we're under Title 50, it wasn't supposed to be like that either. And that's been long, long time since they've done all that nonsense. And that's the thing that, again, Clint Richardson, I showed him about how to really read what's going on. Don't just take what you read and think that you understand it. Go read. Go read and see. It's 180 degrees flipped what everyone thinks. And then you saw him make his documentaries about that title. Lethal injection, showing the exclusions, even though you're not supposed to cause biological warfare on people, but there's an exemption if the government wants to, and for national security. EU says different now. Why isn't the United States reflecting that? And why aren't the people responsive to the failure in that? It's kind of an astonishing watch. And I say watch, even though I'm doing what I can, but it's just certainly not enough. And who am I to say anyway? As everyone else, if the main herd wants to get to become vectors of communicable disease, what am I supposed to do? There's no protection for us. China is installing surveillance cameras inside people's homes. If you think it's staying over there. Do you think the monitors, the arrestees have a monitors prior to trial? You think that little arrest monitor on your leg is going to be any different when you're all considered part of the problem, when the post office gets the communications from you and figures out your social posts and it goes to the fusion centers and the local cops and start imposing things upon you like they have with COVID that they had no right to, but you didn't say, so they allow it and they continue it? China is showing us, like the Yuan, could be turned off like a switch. They can install surveillance cameras in your home to watch. For what? I don't know, but that's what they want. A bunch of sick psychopaths, but that's okay for them. In order to make sure people exposed to coronavirus are obeying lockdown orders, Chinese authorities have been installing security cameras aimed directly at residents' doors and sometimes inside their homes. And so what is that? Get past COVID. This is anything they decide is against the national security, notwithstanding what the EU has just given a good example for, should not happen. And they apparently, by word, are not going to tolerate. Why are you? If the EU, the diminished, lesser rights people in the European Union that fabricated veneer over Europe, can come up with the thing that should be, why aren't the people of the United States at least even clamoring, if that ineffectual, not asserting the very same thing that was given, promoted, and given in writing, black and white to them? No, you don't have to make it up. Why aren't Americans as vehement about the encroachment? Is explained in our response to the COVID-19. Lack of response. China is installing surveillance camera. Why? Because they have the decided, and this is a different, slightly different regime of control, but nonetheless, we're not working under law in the United States of America or across the globe relative to COVID either, that they just say you need to. And they encroach just as much as they need to make it viable, but they're doing it. They can turn off the light switch, the money switch on your phone or in your accounts if you get to do that, if you have the power, if you can go ahead and keep paying the exactions of every kind based on the necessities of your life. They want to see how you're doing, that you're doing. They want to see ultimately how, when they start tracking and tracing the ones that the jabdemic vector, if they did their job against you. And so the news is telling us that's on the horizon. The news is telling us that's where they want this to go. And I'm wanting to know, why are people putting up with that who have a say and have a bunch of things they can say objectively that shows the governments never were given that kind of power outside of China relative to, if that's our only example. So we have all this surveillance going on, and an older story comes up. The incongruities in this country anymore are just stunning. The senator urged investigation for CBP admits to warrantless cell phone surveillance. Customs and Border Protection is using commercially available location data for cell phones to conduct wireless tracking of people inside the U.S. and refused to provide lawmakers with the legal justification for these activities, according to five senators. No legal justification. No review and no control. Should be high on your radar as to a dysfunction of what's going on and why you're in the condition that you are. It's not like I'm giving any credit to the senators. They've allowed all this is being allowed by Congress and by both parties. But even the agencies, the executive branch, they don't have to say anything. They don't have to tell anybody anything. And nobody gets, there's no remedy to that apparently. Warrantless cell phone surveillance. I don't know if people appreciate it. You think Border Patrol, that you're not around one. Don't forget and remember, every municipal airport has a border around it, inside which, and I think it's 60 miles, inside which these federal Homeland Security Inspector Border Patrol protection people have jurisdiction. And that's the most of the people that are in this country are within those areas. If you don't think you're underneath the prison. And subject to agency overthrow and oversight beyond the so-called representatives to also give evidence that we are so way beyond the republic. Do I even say it's laughable? What's the expectation there? We're so far beyond. Our population is so far beyond, we don't even know where to look anymore. But we will respond in fear, and we will respond in error in fear. Just so it doesn't inconvenience us. I hope you're terrified by that opening statement. That was just an opening story. I didn't want to seek justice for the man because I feared someone could find my house. Is not the statement of someone who lives in a peaceful society. And it could expect it. Another shame of the government. On top of it all. Old story here. Finally getting back to October. Kind of running up my tabs. I'm probably going to cut a lot of tabs. I never get to this stuff, but today I could see I could pull it through. October 22nd, 2020. Police get green light to spy on Virginia drivers. Again, another story. Heavy surveillance in the land of the free, home of the brave. Not. Home of the free, land of the brave. They keep perception managing you. But yet, contrary to what the EU would say, that we thought was a lesser place of less freedoms than the beacon of freedom in the United States of America, police get the green light to spy on Virginia drivers. The Supreme Court will likely never look at the distinction between the federal connection to the state motor vehicle code and commerce and the fact that you have a right disposed to you by Congress to be distinct from that oversight, that we're not everybody's a driver. And not any of you know how to present that, I guess. And not in a sufficient numbers to create the mass that would cause somebody like a Premier Ford to backwalk from the fraud that they're perpetrating. In a blow to privacy that extends the government's authority to create a web of surveillance, condemned in the European Union, the Virginia Supreme Court has ruled the state and local police are free to use automated license plate readers to collect data about travel and movement of persons throughout the state. Throughout the state. Persons. What persons are those? Is this men and women, or is it the persons that are in the cars that are deemed to be doing commerce? That's probably what the answer is, but you're never going to hear it from these courts that embrace fraud, that are there because they have been controlling that as the judiciary. Remember, they sit as the members of the Bar Association. Again, who have promoted within their own official ranks, within that organization, they will promote the foreign destruction of your country. That this group, this bar association, a private-public partnership, are literally agents of the government that you live under, which should have never happened. The same Supreme Court here that would not recognize the distinction. Why? Because they limit the kind of a case that they'll listen so they can further the point, and they will destroy or try to destroy any opportunity for someone to try and make the distinction. That's why I've come up with some of my ideas on how we just try to avoid that. Whether, notwithstanding people will blame me for trying to get them into court, because I talk about that a lot. I'm actually showing how people are getting engaged, possibly in the wrong way, what is good and bad about what we're seeing, so that we can understand, have a knowledge base we build for ourselves, to be intelligent, to not be the zombie of zombified America, that we at least have a position separate and distinct from anyone else who doesn't have it, but it's centered in an objective basis to avoid all that nonsense, to avoid as much as possible the crime against us, the occupation which is pervasive, and I really don't know what to do about it all. I'm called somehow to do what I do, and I've been looking for a way out. I can't. It's a trap for all of us. And so I don't know what more to say. The government's agents in the Supreme Court, supposed to be independent judiciary, are not. They're embracing the same fraud. It will take a lot of us who understand in succinct short sentences the fact and the point to show and expose the fraud, and the officials to get a public awareness that gives the mass of people finally enough outcry, finally enough anger, if that's what it takes, to stand up and do what the people in Ontario did and then stop Premier Ford. Had him walk back off of something we found out the week before was not possible in the UK. I extended, I was thinking, Kanukistan should be able to apply that. It ends up being exactly that. So there's a way to understand this. There's a way to get it wrapped into a nice, tight little package that we can understand what the problem is, and then we get to move with it. We get to move against it, and we don't have a lot of words. A lot of people want to have a lot of words, and I know I talk a lot, but when it comes down, I try to make my sentences really short anymore when I'm trying to convey the idea on the point. And reciting the law is a good way. That's as succinct as you're going to get to an objective basis that an official would have to follow. And when they are not, and the government, through its judiciary, doesn't enforce that, you are at least now in the knowledge you don't live in a land of law. And these people never, ever intended to give that to you. I don't know what to say more about that. That's on us. We were told that was on us, and that's something that we're going to have to work out. The problem is that we go to these social media centers, and they're going to be checking out the intelligence against us. We'll be talking against us. Like, why I don't like to use Google or any of that for communications. I don't want these people to know what I communicate to people. That goes under the water bridge often. Anyway, we have to protect ourselves. We have to act notwithstanding the problem. Grimner, thank you for watching at reallibertymedia.com. I hope the audio was much better. I hope the connection was solid. And we'll try and see what as we go on more. This is to all the syndicators. Thank you very much. I'll be with you next week. Tech Diffs, or nature willing.
Well, that's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, journey with purpose.
up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, I just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.